It's
on. It's a work in progress, so I think it's a subject that's very close to my heart and Paul's heart as well. But it's a song I'm working on called "The Green Fields Have Turned Brown." The Irish ballad, or the part is sentimental. The imagery they peddle are not one bit transcendental. They flit around your dreams when you're lost in a foreign tongue. But they will never tell you how the green fields have turned brown. And Kathleen's green mantle has been auctioned for a fee. Nothing warms the Irish heart quite like a sum of money. And all the fine and green they willingly tear down. And they'll just call it progress, how the green fields have turned brown. Now I ask you this question, is the last time I will ask, is this self-harm a symptom of shame at Ireland's past? Strangers to prosperity, we were kicked, we were held on. To escape the aching nightmare, they have turned the green fields brown. To escape the aching nightmare, they have turned the green fields brown. Thank you.
Well, I have no color to fear.
No person to think you own. Between you and myself, there is no faith. Nothing is true and so cold. You so true and so cold. That's all you. Please tell me the truth. There is something about you which I cannot see. I need a light from color to help me be. And so am I. With each lullaby to realize for once the twilight in you that I have no color to pin on you. No person to think you want. Between you and myself there is no veil. Well, I have no color to on you, no person to think you own. Between you and myself, there is no faith. One thing is true, it's the moon. You, the true and the moon.
Good evening all. Gene sent out a text and he said to write something before his birthday, but I didn't write something before, so I wrote something about birth. So, because a birthday is a celebration of birth, I suppose. So, I think a friend of mine, Alan, who's here, is expecting a baby soon. And yesterday we went to the blessing for the birth, and that was a beautiful experience. And so, it's part of that coming in amongst the poem. Very stream of consciousness I wrote it this afternoon, but we'll give it a go anyway. When two souls connect, the universe of creativity becomes one. White meets red, and the process of death and rebirth begins. As lovers hold each other's bodies, the soul of life grows through them. The dance of angels, an enchanting play of form. Swollen bellies and full breasts, the creative essence of love and deep exchange. We hold on tight to each other's grace. When babies are born, bonds are remade, and the beauty of an infant's eyes gives peace to men of strength. That moment of new birth, the child has unlimited potential. They will shine out for the world to see. The essence of love and the dance of life. The flow of love emerging through the pitter-patter of tiny feet. The dance of a child coming into the world. Thank you.
Well done, Aaron. Thanks very much. Thanks for the microphone. Bring
Okay, this is called Redemption, and it's kind of inspired by Atonement, or the... Last night I dreamt I had a pill that could in moments stop my heart. I considered it and swallowed swift with little thought of second thought. Waited for it all to fade, go black, felt my doorposts ebb and flow, and it was only then that I realized that I didn't want to go. As last moments passed, I pondered, am I foolish, briny, small girl of imagination and tall tales, under weight of reality grown old, clung to walking rail, inept beyond her own description, quiver can be frail. I describe with ease and joy mermaids, and the way light shimmers on the sea, but getting these late night swimmers onto paper comes with painful difficulty. Could conjure up the prettiest stories of lovers all emblazoned with glittering gold, but in my mind cannot deny Cecilia's mist lies cold. I'm lobbing in my mind as Cecilia drifts along the tide, but I've cleaned his wounds so tenderly with my nurse's pride, so well that crimson roses and not his entrails entwine at his side. And in my dreams, I feel my world darken, my thinking begins to still. Then suddenly, a flash of light with two dancing silhouettes fill my heart with such joy that I think this must be death, and I awake it from the deepest sea with a winter starlight breath. Come back to me, whispers the winter wind, as I raise my eyes and listen, as joy and pain combine and distill into my heart's rhythm. One of the Cecilias kisses Robbie's eyelids, and the world takes on their distance.
Repetition, where thought fact, not solution. Western world caused most of the problems. Now it's our turn to solve them. Apparently we learn from our mistakes, but we really don't. There's a race being cleansed, but we're too worried about the Nazis. Western world caused most of the problems. Time to sort them out. I read the paper, only one girl matters. White, it's surely right. Like morons we change the channels of ads asking for help. Not much one can do, so you get a mortgage to help you.
Nirvana. Life is a sandwich. Life is a sandwich witch. Each moment I'm becoming surprised. I awaken my soul out of from the earth core. Angels dancing in stars, dust, blank pages. Mr. George W. I see you. Modern day Hitler. I see you. understanding blank pages. Bush, Hitler, dusk, earth, core, dancing in stars, angels, Finbar, Patrick, Michael, Colum Kill. You stand behind, in front, above, below. Jesus of Nazareth, crucified as cunt. Tear him into little pieces and wake him up to his ignorant, greedy, slummy soul.
Thank you, Jane. I'm disappointed in Mark's really brief in my poems, but it's running slightly longer, so to stay with me. I just want to call up the session. My heart is full and sore of ragtags and flying things that sing, and what's more, I cannot contain them all. Studying the rise and fall of contentment, how can I accept the slow burn of refusal that smoulders, crackles, shoots the flame in the same resembling death? Comatose stretched on the bed, expecting somewhere, somehow instead, and keeps in black dog to the cat lap. It isn't as before, my heart is full and sore, stalking all the carcass, devouring all meat, she says. Please don't kiss me like that. Move right, I am not likely to catch a prey. Startling, startling, startling around this cryptic wasteland. There's nothing that awaits me. I bleed and bleed and bleed to take the weight off, to give a sign that my body has potential, and it's all wasted. Time enough yet though, you know him when you meet him. I'd rather scatter my calories in a production less cheerful, less truthful, by which price is infinitely more satisfying. The storm I see is coming down. Close windows and doors. Light the candles. Let's watch from below. The fire on the horizon leads to death. And the rain staying and extinguish it. He has rise and chance. Tell me, where are we going? Everything happens in twos and threes. And care has never come singly. Care and attention to detail was never a virtue to a vulture. Circling, 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 leaving the bone clean. Love, my dear, is a traitor, lying awake but in your own heart, to give you away to the highest bidder. Does it have to be the highest bidder? In God and in angels, resting the cold machine on the altar of death. Holy, holy, holy God. Gloria and Exosis, you and you come here, now the rest of you push off. I watched from inside with a cigarette in my hand, as the light gave me freedom to speak, make comments about the states of the states and kingdoms making up the world. Michael Vance's terror wanted this way or that way. Anyway, I was watching, I would not be called. I remember my soft machine and the pleasures that punctuated its history. Now I cannot write. I remain in the bunker remembering love. And what a machine can offer is loyalty and staying power and freedom from remorse. I finish my cigarette and all the sight with lightning and the dead rising from the desiccated corpses. Away to a logical confusion and all that happens in a second of a switch while I arise cold from a bunker. Arising for to Jesus called from home in space to take the land of cigarettes. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Patricia. And next up for the microphone, Sharon Harrington.
Thank you, Dean. is about a very angry person who's laid off work. Refuge of the free. I realise, I know now, time for redundant spree, and a fine night till somewhere in a sea of bottled waves. 19 small shots, such a tear as I barely see, that hit the evening in the village glade. And I shall have a peace there, a peace for action dropping low, rifle copping to the wails of the morning where pellet pings, where everyone's a skimmer for the trick I've yet to show, cause fairground full of winnet stings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day, I hear fake rappers bopping that rebounds in each pore, alone outside the gateways with placards meagre say, while pacing on the steep hard core.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And I think the microphone has got now, here it is. Short and not so sweet. Paul, we all know, has been involved in the struggle to save what remains of our ancient heritage. So I had a little haiku a few years ago, which I thought was appropriate to say now. It's titled, I know haiku shouldn't be titled, but it's called That Was Then, This Is Now. And it goes, Shag Heritage, says the Minister of Fame, Tara's History.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Let's put the very phone and let's touch your voice.
For years I debated whether I was really from Dublin, but I was born in Melbourne. Then my parents moved to Carlow. So I thought, I'm going to support, so I'm going to tell everyone I'm from Carlow, because nobody is going to question me about that small, innocuous place. So anyway, to keep everyone happy, I mean, there's a few good dubs around, and the ones who talk about clowns especially. So, one for each. Pip-tish, by the Liffey. Pigeons grey and debris. Floating battles raged on surging silk. Perhaps I thought the pause on seagulls would reveal a little more than spent on man. Greeted by raucous strife, torn remnants fought for, dived for, hungrily converged on mass like echoes of life. It seemed a microcosm watching them by the Liffey. I saw a man stamped there and the sludge gushed down into brown. A kind man came along. He asked, was I thinking of going in? No, I replied, I'm just looking at seagulls swooping sore. He pointed out black formers like staunch Republicans of the deep. I asked him, what about the gulls? He passed on saying, beware, them Dublin gulls are dangerous points. I listened, and his words sank in like seagulls fast in mud. Realization came slowly, hanging on the wall by the Liffey, but it came. Cork accents, I must be nearly there, rising like a mountain sky-vaulted dome, blue dome, mischievous boys falling from the spaces between carriages, children rush past like skittish coats, laughter breaking uncertainty, smooth spaces occupied, the man on the platform shouting, hello, I embraced against the wind, an insane reeling monster. He stands there, silhouetted against the massive grey blur, slaps of rain on my face, singing black trickles boring into spaces behind cheeks and eyes, and the abstract place I occupy defies this dismal show. The chained animal fastened to physical reality begins to glow.
Thank you.